Let's do the birthday scam. I'm going to call up Steve. He's had problems. He had a new vehicle, and the AC just didn't work right. And he went through the ringer, took it back, never got it fixed completely. All under warranty, but of course, we're going to call back, and there's just that teeny little outstanding bill.
He thought it was all paid for.
Hello?
Hi, this is Robert from...
Yes, sir.
You were in recently and had the air conditioning work done?
You're correct.
And I just want to make sure, I did have a report that you were had initially complained about it, and I wanted to follow up on it.
Okay, the AC just does not get cut. I mean, I can drive, let's put it this way. I'm sure you're familiar with it. I work out by Greens Point, and I live like near 43rd and Ella, and it takes probably in the afternoon, and of course I know it's hot, but my last vehicle I had was a Jeep or whatever, and I've never had a problem with air in that. I mean, it just does not get cold. I mean, everybody that rides in my vehicle says, I can't believe that your air is so bad in this thing. It's like, I can't either.
Well, we had a pretty hot stretch of weather there, unseasonably warm.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, it says Houston. And
I know that, but, I've lived in the South my entire life, and I've always had air conditioning, and all my air conditioning in my vehicles has never taken that long to cool off.
Especially if you're only going a short distance. You know, the vehicle is not going to have time to...
Well, we're talking, this is probably 12, 13 miles.
A lot of stopping and starting, you know, that's going to have an effect as well.
Right. Well, I'm on the freeway 95% of the time.
Yeah.
And I'm going against traffic. I mean, I'm not being facetious. It's just like all the odds are not there why it shouldn't get cold.
All right. I don't know about that. But the real reason I'm calling is we do have an outstanding balance on that work.
An outstanding, it's warranty work.
Well, yeah, for the most part. But I guess they had to order some special parts that weren't covered under the warranty. And the labor for that comes to $97.
Y'all can kiss my ass. That vehicle is brand new. It should be under total warranty.
Well, 99% of the time these things are covered under warranty. But, you know, we're bending over backwards trying to take care of this AC problem.
Y'all didn't bend over backwards. Y'all didn't do shit. I've still got the same problem. You can kiss my ass. You can call a warranty.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Now, you don't need to use the foul language, okay?
Well, you know, you people are a bunch of assholes anyway.
No, there's another foul language.
Well, good. You want another one?
Sure.
I'm just going to take it to like I wanted to. Like I said, turn it over to the lawyer. Sue me.
Well,
look.
The note here that I have is that we couldn't find a problem with the AC. We're just doing the work to make you happy.
You need to learn how to satisfy customers is what you need to do. And I've never had problems like I've had with you, jerk.
You know, the only thing that blows here is you.
Excuse me?
You heard it.
Kiss my ass, sue me. F*** you, bye.
What a great ending.
This is Steve.
Steve, are you having a birthday by chance right about now?
Why?
Because we're doing the birthday scam on you from Dean and Raj. And your good buddy Mark right there.
Oh, my God.
Now, what was it we could do in what order? Kiss your ass, go to hell.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
A bunch of kids in there.
Oh, my God.
Very mature.
Oh, my God.
All right, Steve, we want you to have a happy birthday. So does Mark there.
All right, I appreciate it.